Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and
I was
Vinny,
saying,
Alice's
can I push on your
show.
Stomach?
Did I just did
or
I just
hug
say,
you
like,
real hard from behind?
We don't really need to talk about this.
All right.
I feel like what?
Yeah, but then you put your headphones on and said I can't hear you, so now I have to tell you.
Oh, I see. So now that you can, I can hear you, you need to tell me all the things. Right.
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
She sold me out so hard. We're watching a show. Her mom comes home from her walk, run, yog, whatever you want to call it. And the kid jumps up, runs to the door and says, Dad told me we could watch TV, but I know you said no. Mm. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? Like, she fully knew mom was going
to
be mad.
Yeah.
And she ran out
to get ahead of it.
Sitting on the couch by myself as she was selling me out.
To... What did your mom say? What did the mom say?
Well,
what did your mom say?
Yeah.
What did your
kidding. Mom say? Exactly right. She was cool about it because she knew I was thinking, well, you want to watch it? I hadn't been around. I didn't know she'd already seen a show and that she'd been told no.
Did you both get punished?
I think we both got,
sent
you know.
To your rooms.
But she,
both
we're,
of you
we're going
rooms.
Through that phase right now.
Well,
where
they had
she's...
to go to the aquarium. So.
You know she's going to be blaming sister all the time.
She's working all of those different angles right now,
what
for
a
sure.
Rat.
Well, I guess that's pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
You want what you want.
And you do what
at
you got to do to get it.
Yeah.
I used to love when Dad said, if you said yes, it would be okay. I'm like, really? You did? I'm going to go ask him. Don't ask him.
Yeah.
He's really busy.
They're really working both. It's like, oh, can I use your iPad? Sure, why not? Here. You haven't touched it all day.
Mm.
And then
come
soon
to find
as her
out.
Her mom walks by and, what? I told you no.
But Dad said yes.
Yeah, and there I am.
I'm sorry, I'll check with you on everything.
Man, sheesh. I got the best of it. It's called ABBA Gold.
Yeah.
And I knew about four songs and then was
well,
over
I can't
it.
Imagine that you were like into ABBA.
I wasn't.
Yeah. I think I actually owned a couple of their albums, which is probably why I know these songs. Anyway, ABBA just got together in the studio. They recorded their first new songs in over 35 years. They recorded two songs. One is called I Still Have Faith in You. The other one I don't have a lot of info on. They are not due to be released until about December. And you'll hear them in a TV special about their upcoming Avatar tour. So I don't believe they're actually touring. What they're doing is a, quote, groundbreaking venture that will utilize the very latest in digital and virtual reality technology.
But they're still alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all alive. But they're not going to – they're going to play the songs and have – like, I don't know, holograms of
right,
their young
but they,
selves.
Okay, but they did this for Tupac. They did this for, I think, Eazy-E during that NWA thing, mm-hmm. I think. But they've done it for, Dio is doing it right now as we speak. He's his holograms touring.
Well, that's what they're doing.
I All guess dead
they,
guys, though.
They took $500 million to do this. The special is being produced by NBC and the BBC. It's going to air in December. The other new song might be saved for the actual tour. For now, there's no indication that they plan to record any other songs. The special and the tour feature the four members recreated as computer-generated avatars, and they'll be de-aged. So they'll look like they did in 1979 when they did their final tour together. They broke up in 1982. Frida, though, she's, I think her name is like Ani Fried or something. Langstad.
Yeah, that's Ani Fried. Yes, Langstad.
Langstad.
Langstad. Frida is what they call her. She just did a song called, this is an actual ABBA song, but she remade it with this Cuban-American trumpeter, Arturo Sandoval.
Oh, Arturo.
You know him?
No.
Oh, well, he did
Arturo.
It. Well, that's the, you know, there she said, I don't know, how old are these people? They're like 70 years old. So
yeah,
congratulations on recording something.
I'd be interested to see if people will turn out for the hologram
show.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. But I don't know anything.
Yeah, you don't want to go to shows anyway.
Yeah. Not all.
They're all in their 70s, except for one. Except for Agnetha Agnetha.
And how old is she?
She's 68.
Oh,
everybody else is the baby 70. Of the group. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby's not going to get treated like any other prisoner if he ends up getting locked up for his sexual assault conviction. It's mostly because of his health and for security. Law enforcement is saying to TMZ that they provide a wide range of services for inmates with special needs. So he's going to get top-notch care, guys. Don't worry. For free. On us. If you're in a wheelchair or you're blind like Cosby, he's not in a wheelchair, but he is blind. They have it all set up for you. Some of the assistance he could receive includes a fellow inmate escorting him around the prison for his daily routine. Or if his health is bad enough, he could be assigned to a special needs cell where daily essentials are all brought to him. It's basically hospice right there in the jail. Due to the fact that he is elderly and he would be a first-time prisoner, he might also get aid from one or more of their trained peer support specialists who serve as guides during the tough acclimation to prison life. Doesn't sound that hard. We're also told, TMZ is also told, if he ends up in prison custody, officials will evaluate his needs, including whether or not his celebrity status warrants additional security. He was found guilty of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. He's looking at a max of 10 years for each charge, but he is 83, so even one of those would be pretty much a life sentence. But it sounds like it's going to be great. Don't worry. He'll be fine. Which is maybe not what we're looking for. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
The Waffle House in Nashville that made the news for the wrong reasons is making the news for the right reasons this morning. Also, lying makes the news, beer goggles, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:30, well, just about 8:37. On Monday morning, and this part of the show is brought to you by Walgreens. Our Jane has pit passes to see Taylor Swift. There she is, Taylor Swift rocking out. It's delicate.
I know. Not this weekend, but next weekend, right?
That's right. May 11th at Levi's Stadium. She'll also have tickets to see Janelle Monáe at the Masonic. And I actually think, isn't Camila Cabello opening for Taylor this next weekend?
I think we did hear that.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, what a show. Mm-hmm. Incredible.
I was watching an interview this weekend on CBS this morning with what's her face? Janelle Monáe.
Oh, Janelle
Robinson. Yeah, she's interesting.
Yeah,
and I was the whole time as I'm watching her, I'm like, I could hear Vinny going, "Oh, she's so beautiful," and I'm like looking at her. She is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
She's just like, her skin's perfect, and she's just cool.
Good actress too. I'd totally forgotten that she was in that math movie,
Hidden Figures. You said she was good in that.
Yeah, she was great. Mm-hmm. She has this one scene where she goes talks to the judge,
and lays it all out.
Yeah. So good. One of the highlights of the film.
Okay.
So Jane has pit passes to see Taylor Swift and tickets for Janelle Monáe at the Masonic. You should really be listening to Jane's show this afternoon. Seems like a no-brainer. It's almost time for summer, which means it's time to go to Walgreens. Go to Wags for trusted summer essentials you need at great values. And get ready for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the new Krispy Kreme location at Fisherman's Wharf. Come out today for your delicious donut indulgence.
Okay.
It is delicious.
Yes.
Sharks play tonight at home for Game 3 of their second round playoff series against the Vegas Golden Knights. 7:00 is first puck.
Get Sharks.
I don't like this.
Oh, my God.
You guys have gotten into my head. You guys have gotten sharks into my head
we
way
have?
Too much.
Oh, it's not God. That you are in the ocean and there's sharks there. It's us.
Yeah, you.
You're the one who's always looking at videos of surfing and sharks.
No one's thinking about that, but you're the one that says, I don't even hang my feet off the bed.
Boy, you really grab onto certain
things. On a surfboard. Right.
He's going to blame his fear of sharks on us.
Showed us this video a little while ago. It was hilarious. This guy, is he surfing or like paddleboarding?
He's paddleboarding.
He's paddleboarding into a wave and these dolphins are coming. And the dolphin like kicks him off.
Oh.
It was so funny.
Dolphins... A lot of people who are in the ocean, you do end up seeing dolphin. They surf. They actually ride
the
wave.
They have fun.
They catch the energy of the wave and ride it in. And this guy is going out as they're coming
towards,
in. And he's standing up on the board. And the I guess the the dolphin must have seen, I'm going to have to go airborne, because it's a group of dolphin. So he jumps up.
He like bum rush.
Oh, there you go. Just nails him right across the body. Bow. Oh,
intentional.
Out of my way. Oh, he's totally like, intentional.
He's all,
like,
guys,
dude,
watch this.
I got this one.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's so cute.
Well, it's funny because they are surfing, and, you know, there's a pecking order for that. That guy's just in the wrong place.
My exactly. wave.
My
Wasn't
wave.
There a guy over the weekend, Vinny, that made history, like an 80-foot wave, something
there
like
was,
that?
There was. Well, no, he'd ridden, I don't think he rode it
holy cow.
Over the weekend, but he was awarded the biggest wave. It's a world record.
Oh.
Yeah, he rode this on November 8th, and it was 80 feet.
Dang.
Look at him. In this
I,
picture
did
of the wave,
me this
yeah,
one
this
time?
Is this is an old this is an old picture.
Yeah, he's a dot.
It happened.
That looks like he's gonna get like I didn't even I couldn't even tell which side was up and which side was down.
I think the
so
reason it's
water.
Making the news. Oh, there it look is. At look this, at how Sarah. Small he is on that wave of water.
Mm. That's like a tsunami. Yeah. 80 yeah. feet like is like a tsunami.
Uh-huh. It's Yikes. In Portugal.
Oh my God! Look at that. Oh, he's and now it's gonna. Oh, God.
This place is called Nazaré, and it's very well known now as probably the biggest wave in the world.
That is.
And he just got the record.
What a crazy person
does. Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, congratulations, I guess.
The thing about this is I have been just smashed on a 10-foot wave.
Right.
And thought, I'm dead.
Yeah.
And imagine someone... somehow withstanding a wipeout
in, that,
in that water
Yikes.
Is beyond belief. Anyway, you know what I wanted to mention? I don't have a story here, but I thought about it over the weekend quite a bit, actually. The Golden State Killer story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is so awesome that they caught him. The amount of terror. He's a terrorist. Yeah. The amount of terror this guy was putting on people and the number of people he did this to. It's just a miracle they got him. It's a miracle. He should absolutely, for whatever time he's got left on this planet, suffer. Yep. Whether that's just yeah. rotting in a cell or they do give him the death penalty. I guess they won't. But
do
man.
We do that? I thought something changed about that recently.
I don't know.
I don't
know.
California.
Just the more I thought about it and you hear all these different
yeah.
and then he was at that Sacramento town hall meeting where he chose his next victim because right. they talked about him being a coward, so he went after them.
Like, oh, coward, am I? Hmm.
Mm. Well, yeah. And the more you hear about how he went to school for crime fighting, like that's what he took in college and then became a police.
Well, he was just fascinated by crime.
Well, yeah, you wonder if that's something that he was... doing to further his career as a criminal or somehow
you'd certainly learn some techniques that they use. And
I'm sure a psychiatrist or psychologist would, you know, is probably having a field day with this story trying to right. figure out this guy's deal. But
and he appears all feeble
yeah,
in court.
He's an old dude
yeah,
now.
Right, mister.
Play that up, mm-hmm. buddy.
I was on the road at the time, but it looks like we had a minor earthquake this morning.
Oh, really?
3.3 here in the Bay Area. So
a
if
few
you
this
felt
week,
it
over the weekend, Vinny, there's was like, well, there's always earthquakes.
Right.
Did you feel them?
I did not.
Oh, yeah.
They said a lot of it towards the East Bay, deeper East Bay. People were feeling it, but they were all small. Like,
does
what
it say where
saying.
The epicenter is?
The epicenter of the quake was about 24 miles east northeast of San Francisco City Hall.
Mm. Oh.
East northeast. The closest city to the quake was Alamo. Okay, there it is. Well, anyway, just a little rumbler. I was on the road. I didn't feel anything.
Earthquakes. I don't want to think about
it. Even though it is spring, it looks like we're going to get chilly here for a minute. And I did see rain over the weekend, but they're saying we might even see snow in the Sierra over the over the next couple days. Monday afternoon
Crazy.
Through Wednesday evening. Snow at elevations above 7,000 feet. And a frost advisory in place. All over the place here in California.
More frost?
Yeah.
Oh,
oh God, your plants.
I know.
Oh, no.
I got all my tender little plants in.
What will you do? You just throw a blanket over them, right?
I'll cover them, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
As you know, we do commercials for T-Mobile.
We do.
And they make the news today as the T-Mobile and Sprint merger is, again, a possibility.
Right.
They're saying, as I've read about it, that there's a 50-50 chance this will be approved, as, of course, there's four big carriers right now. If these two merge, that brings the number to three.
Right.
I know that math seems ridiculous there, but I'm smart.
Good job, Vinny. Mm-hmm. Way to sort of figure out the combination.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll be curious to see how that goes.
Yeah. Well, last time they tried to do it, it didn't go.
Right.
Obama said no, or the Obama administration. But now, who knows? It seems like a free-for-all. Washington now. Oh, really? Will that make people more money? Okay, go ahead.
The Waffle House in Nashville, where the shooting happened last weekend, reopened on Wednesday, and now the owners are stepping up to help the victims' families. All the money they make at that location over the next month is being donated to the families of the four people who were killed.
Oh, wow. Wow.
The whole month?
And the two other people who were seriously injured. It's not clear how much money that'll bring in.
Well, I think that people will flock there to try to make more money. It's a nice way to make a donation.
They're also going to be accepting donations from customers who want to help out. And it looks like James Shaw Jr., the hero that grabbed the shooter's gun and stopped him from killing more people, he started a GoFundMe campaign for the victims' families, and it just passed 200,000.
Wow.
That's nice to see.
These are the silver linings when things like this happen, that people, good people, band together and help each other. I think it's great.
For all the stuff, and, you know, there's a shooting right there for you. That's awful, but I told you this morning, driving in, I was thinking, man, this world's rad. I know that sometimes it gets like...
It's good that we can still see that once in a while.
It can get on you, but it's still pretty darn cool to be alive. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fun to be had.
There is. Try to have some. Look around and count your blessings, whether they're many or few. You got some.
Today is National Honesty Day, Sarah.
Oh, no. What's going to happen now?
According to a new survey, a lot of us... lie.
Sure.
About what?
Just, you know, you might say something nice when you're really thinking something mean.
Or you might say, yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah.
That
and you
like
really
a great
don't.
Idea.
Right. Little white lies.
I have nothing else I want to do today.
Right. You want to get out of something? Oh, I got a thing I got to do. That's a lie.
27% of people say they don't lie at all.
Oh.
At all.
How many percent?
27%.
Oh, well, good for them.
18% say they tell one lie a year at the most.
Oh, maybe they're thinking of big lies. I feel like there's all kinds of opportunities to lie.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that actually there are white lies. There are
lies you tell your kids.
Lies by omission.
Sure. Lies you tell your kids. Lies you tell yourself. Lies you tell your
parents.
You
don't want to hurt someone's
feelings.
Right,
absolutely. Absolutely. I lie all the time.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I don't go around making up stories. At least I don't try to. I don't do it on purpose. But absolutely. Someone, you know, invites you to something and you tell them some excuse why you can't do it. Or someone...
Why do you feel a need to tell them excuse?
It's really hard for me to just say, no, I don't want to.
That's true.
It's really hard for me to just say no.
I like just saying no.
Yeah, no, I wish I could do it.
I don't
need
an excuse. I said no.
Yeah. No is a complete sentence.
Right.
I'm trying to get better at the other side of that because I usually am really good at being straightforward.
Like yes, you one are. Might almost call it tactless.
I have been told that
can
is.
Can you soften that blow a little
yeah,
bit,
can you
Vin?
Soften that up?
It is borders
ouch.
On cruelty, and I'm not going for that. I'm just trying to tell you straight up,
leaving no wiggle room.
Right. Anyway, that's all for the lie story. That's enough there. Beer goggles are real.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. They needed a study for this?
You know what's weird? It's been a long time since I've had a drink, and I do remember you have a couple and people start looking so good, but then you look in the mirror and don't you... Maybe it's the bathroom lighting or whatever, but you just go, ooh.
You know, you feel all cute and sexy, and then you go into the bathroom and go,
look at yourself. Yeah.
I gotta get out of here. The lights are too bright. I need to go back into the darkness.
Am I sweaty? Is my hair bad?
Don't worry. Everybody else has their beer goggles on, too.
Yeah, I guess. Woof. Anyway, according to a new study out of the University of Pittsburgh, beer goggles are real, and even after one drink, people start to seem more attractive, and it's one of the reasons that you're having fun.
Yeah.
Social
Seems
interactions
like the world's full of possibilities.
Right, are improved when people are perceived as attractive.
Yeah, beer goggles. Helping ugly people get laid since the dawn of time. It's not. They're beer goggles.
No, they say it's more fun to hang out with people when you're drunk and they look good.
Mm.
And it inspires you to keep going out and drinking more.
This is going great.
The thing that's so funny about bars in general is that if it didn't have booze, you would never. Like, there's nothing to do there.
Right.
Unless you have drinks, and then all of a sudden, socializing's a blast.
Yeah. No, that's what they're for. But hey, here's a place to get loose.
Right.
But there's pool tables.
I mean, pool tables, sure, or darts or something.
Sure.
But
some little game to pass the time.
But even that, you wouldn't go out just to do that if it was just soda.
No. Nope. Yeah.
Right. Everybody here is making faces.
Heck no. No thanks.
So stupid. Yeah.
My bard going days are over, though, because I can't hear anything in there.
What?
Can't hear. I mean, I can hear everything. Unfortunately, I can't separate out any sounds. Like,
it's so loud,
I can't hear. So when someone's talking to me, I'm like, I see your lips moving, and I have no. I go, yeah.
You're like, not going to go to the Deuce anymore.
It's once in a while I'll go in there, but it's, you know, generally I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I can't hear anything. I'm going to go home.
Huh?
Yeah. John goes in. Besides, that's John's place. I'm not going to go hang out at the Deuce.
It's John's place?
Yeah. Sometimes the softball team invites their wives and then we all go over.
With permission.
Yeah, we get permission.
Are you glad to go on those times?
No. I mean, sure, that's fine.
You want to support him.
I know some of the wives. I mean, I've known them all for years. He's been playing softball for years, so I...
But when he says, hey, all the wives are coming tonight, so, you know, come with me.
Yeah.
Are you like, oh.
I'm like, all right. Well, usually that's a weekend night, so it works. But, you know, sometimes they have a Friday game, and so all the wives go, and we all bring, like, kind of a picnic dinner. And
oh!
Yeah. It hasn't happened in a while, but especially when the kids were younger.
Aren't you
quaint?
We used
to do that all the time. I know, it's adorable. And we sit around, we drink beers and talk, and then everyone goes and has a margarita at the Deuce.
A margarita at the Deuce.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
I wouldn't see them as...
Yeah, I don't know if that's what we have. That popped into my... something to drink.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 415 says, Billy Joe's done other side projects before. Pinhead, Gunpowder, etc. Fox Tub...
He wants to just play his guitar and sing.
Yeah, I can't think of the other name, but yeah, he's got a few bands. He clearly, that's his thing. He likes it.
408 says, yikes, Billy Joe sounds like a condescending ahole. Not a good look, dude.
It wasn't a good look. A little crappy. But, I think he's just spending, he's reading all of the people's comments and it got him all fired up.
Don't do it.
Foxborough Hot Tubs.
That's what I was trying to think of. Daughter of Russian immigrants here, ABBA are the musical patron saints of our people. They were giant in Europe. Maybe not as big over here.
No,
but
they
I know
pretty big here too.
All the words to every single song title you read. The best.
That's so funny. Yeah, they had a time, man. I loved ABBA. I ran right out and saw Mamma Mia when it hit the theaters. And isn't there the stage show now? I would totally go see that.
415 says, hey, Hooman, are you going to review Overboard remake?
Hell no.
What's Overboard remake?
You remember the Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell movie where she goes overboard? Is it Now the Man Goes Overboard?
Yeah, Now the Man Goes Overboard.
Oh, looks so dumb.
Who's in it?
At least on the commercials.
Is it still Goldie Hawn and
Kurt
Russell?
I think it's the chick that stars in I Love Sarah Marshall. Let me see.
Oh, Kristen Bell?
Let me double check.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
It just looks...
Anna Faris.
She's fun.
Eva Longoria.
Yeah, but she's 15
years old. Eva Longoria is in it.
Who's the dude?
Eugenio
Derbez.
Never heard of him.
Eugenio Derbez? Oh, that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Well,
you know him?
No.
Anyone
you?
Know him?
No.
No, I've never heard of him.
Is he good looking?
Not really. He looks like
I'll pull him up.
Looks a little... like he would be a good hunchback in Notre Dame.
Oh.
What?
Like, so with the right makeup, and stuff. Like, look at his forehead and stuff.
Oh, he would be a good hunchback of Notre Dame. I agree.
What?
Yeah, I mean, he's
he was
cute,
in a movie called How to Be a Latin Lover.
Poor man's Benjamin Bratt, I guess.
Well, really poor. I mean, like, you know.
It's poor.
In 2014, he was recognized by Variety as most influential Hispanic male actor in the entertainment industry.
Oh, wow.
Will you use that? Is that true?
I've never heard of him.
Oh.
But, you know, I don't get out a lot, so.
408 says, "So long and thanks for all the fish" is a reference to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh.
Which is a bunch of books. You never read those?
No.
I would think you'd love that.
Would I?
I don't know. I never read it, but the people who are into it are into it.
You know, I think I just recently started one of those and damn it. Did they make a show out of that too? Maybe that was what I saw.
I don't know.
Yeah, I should read those.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a TV series, it looks like.
Oh, there's a series. Let me see
on there. I think I watched the first one.
The book is by Douglas Adams, but right. Let me see. I'll look into the
How
TV
many
show.
Are there? Is it a nice long series? I like nice long ones. I'm almost done with my Privateers right now.
Privateers?
Yeah. Some listener recommended them. They're great.
Oh, you like it?
I really do.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Jamie McFarland, I think, is the author. It's fun. Little light adventures in space.
Oh.
Yeah, good
your
times.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly my thing. Exactly.
All right. Well, let's break. Tell us after.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.